Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're cool. I hope you're smooth. I hope you're doing good. And if you're not, let me try to help you out. This is where I'll be for the next 2 hours. This is a 4-hour show. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158. You got Sirius, you got some money, send me some. And thank you to everybody who's listening on a smart speaker. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've had a fun show already. We've had a busy day. The Dodgers just keep on adding everybody, man. Trade deadline has come and gone, and who do they get this time? Right at the final minute, Jack Flaherty. Because, of course, the Dodgers need pitching. What else is new? Also, we've had a big day out in Paris. Congratulations to Team USA, the women's gymnastics team. They win the team final. This year, unlike in Tokyo where they won a silver, this year they walk away with gold. Also, Simone Biles is now the most accomplished U.S. gymnast of all time. Men or women, 8 medals. And she's not done out in Paris. More opportunities for her to pick up some more hardware. We certainly heard and we played you the conversation. Jeffrey Simmons from the Tennessee Titans. He had a little bit of a fight on the practice field earlier today with his own teammates. And then he had a bigger fight go viral as he decided to verbally attack in his face, almost kind of sort of across from a table, a radio broadcaster, a radio host, the giant NFL player, called a radio host out of his name. Everybody is so damn sensitive over social media, even a big bad NFL player. We'll get more into that. For the life of me, I don't understand why everybody is so up in arms over the internet. We'll get into it. Speaking of the internet, you can find me there. It's where I started my career, on YouTube. 80 plus million people came through and watched the JR Sport Brief. You can still find me all over the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. Every place, all over the place. And Twitter and X or whatever the hell you call it. Facebook, my face, your place. Every place. Yeah, I'm there. You can also call up. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He is in New York City. And we've had a nice mix of a show today, right? We talked Olympics and 3-on-3 basketball and MLB trade deadline. We even learned earlier today that Caleb Williams is not going to participate in the Hall of Fame game as the Chicago Bears take on the Houston Texans. There will be no starters from the Bears participating in Thursday's Hall of Fame game. We talked about Matthew Judon and his contract, and yeah, not everybody's going to be happy, right? And then right before the break, in hilarious fashion, sorry, and when it comes to the Raiders, there's a lot of things that they do that's pretty hilarious. We heard from Antonio Pierce, who said, we don't have a clear-cut quarterback right now. It's going to end up being Aiden O'Connell, or it's going to be Gardner Minshew. And Antonio Pierce, who's getting ready for his first full season as full-time head coach of the Raiders, no interim, no fill-in, no, hey, show up and see what you got. He's waiting on one of his quarterbacks to go out there and establish himself. And I just told you before we went to break, and probably a little more simpler than that, if I have to think about it. Davante Adams is going to probably have more say-so than anybody. And I know they got Luke Getsy out there now, but he's probably going to have more say as to who the starting quarterback is going to be because he's the best damn player on the team, flat, period, any side of the ball. No disrespect to Mr. Max Crosby. Now, having said that, if you don't have a quarterback or if you have two QBs, you got none. You got to go out there and figure that out. You want a clear cut. And maybe the Raiders will get one who establishes themselves, or maybe they're going back and forth all year. Welcome to the NFL as a full-time head coach, Antonio Pierce. It's not easy finding a quarterback. No different than if you're Kermit the Frog or the Frog. It is not easy being green. And that's not an excuse for the Raiders to make another joke. Now, one thing that we have heard recently, and someone who can absolutely relate to the difficulties in finding and identifying a franchise quarterback, you don't have to look any further than one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. His name is John Elway. John Elway can certainly relate. And this has nothing to do with his playing career. We know it took him a long time on the back end to finally get over the hump. You can thank Mr. Terrell Davis for the two Super Bowls at the end of his career. We know about the MVP award that he won, and he's one of the greatest of all time. What can I say about John Elway? And then he became an executive. John Elway was running the Denver Broncos from 2011 to 2020. That's 10 full seasons as the general manager and vice president for the Broncos. Now, unfortunately, when he took over, he had to look for a QB. Some guy named Tim Tebow, he was not going to work out. Let's just put it that way. He was able to get Peyton Manning into the building, went to the Super Bowl twice, walked away with one of them. But we all knew Peyton Manning, he was on borrowed time. This man had a surgical procedure to his neck, and it was time for Peyton Manning to walk away. Well, damn it, how about this right now? The Denver Broncos have still not found their franchise quarterback. They are still looking for somebody to lead the way. They thought they had a dude in Russell Wilson. How did that work out? Hickey, how did it work out?
as poor as you could have asked for.
It's bad. It's bad. Things have been so bad, and forget the quarterback situation. They had to go get Sean Payton off of a television set to hopefully fix this. They had to bring in Russell Wilson prior to that to hopefully fix this. They had a guy who Sean Payton would consider to be the worst head coach that the NFL has probably ever seen. Nathaniel Hackett, now running the New York Jets offense. That's how bad things were. That's how bad things have been in Denver. And now if you got to take a look at this year, we heard Antonio Pierce, right? He's like, oh, Gardner Minshew, Aiden O'Connell, how do I figure this one out? If you're a fan of the Denver Broncos, your quarterback options ain't all that good. Is Zach Wilson? Look, you know you're bad when the New York Jets don't want you. Jarrett Stidham? Bo Nix. I don't know, maybe Bo Nix will end up being great. I'm thinking Bo Nix was going to be so great, we wouldn't have to wait the 20 years for him to exit out of college. Sean Payton, I don't know if he drinks. Hickey, how much is he drinking at night trying to figure this one out?
Last year? Oof, oh my God. Lot. Probably, I mean, I'm going to assume he's cut down a little bit this year, right? It's young quarterback. It's kind of a journeyman quarterback room. Not much expected. I'll say a little bit less than last year, but
okay,
still a decent amount.
Man, thinking about these look, I put it to you this way. If I was playing, is Madden out yet? It's not out yet, right? Not yet?
No idea.
I think it's coming out next month. I see Christian McCaffrey is rated 99. That much I do know. What a shock. If I was playing a game, Hickey, and the opposition chose the Broncos, I would think that they're trying to just challenge themselves. Like, why would you do this?
Taking on a charity case?
Yeah, why would you? You're trying to show me that you could just beat me with anybody, even the worst team. I'm saying that they're going to be the worst, but they're not. I hate to say this, but it's true. Denver Broncos don't have no future. They will get lucky if Bo Nix turns out to be worth a damn. But I could just see Sean Payton chewing all of these guys out every day, all day. And so here we are, the Denver Broncos, past and beyond the John Elway era. They're still looking for a quarterback, and they could have had one. Because if you go back to 2018, the Denver Broncos had the number 5 pick in the NFL draft, and they decided to bring in a pass rusher who's good, but he's not even on the team anymore. He's in Miami. His name is Bradley Chubb. You want to know someone they could have had? Listen to John Elway tell you about his biggest regret running the Denver Broncos. This is what he said to Pardon My Take.
Did you not get Josh Allen? I feel like he is exactly your type.
I know, he is. And believe me, last year I played with him, and I'm wondering how long is it going to take him to realize that I passed on him and took Bradley and Chubb instead.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And it took him 2.5 holes to bring it up. And I loved him, right?
Yeah.
But it just, didn't
work
out.
He was your type.
That's the one. He was my type, and you're right. That was probably my biggest mistake of my GM days, was not taking Josh.
Yeah, well, he brought in Peyton Manning and won a Super Bowl, right? Like, how much can you really chop down on John Elway? I think the Buffalo Bills, they would have had a quarterback. And it would have been a great story. You get a guy from Wyoming. He wasn't expected to be much of a damn. He's coming in. He's raw. People talked about the turnovers before he got drafted. They still talk about the turnovers. But in most cases, in most circles, people look at Josh Allen to be the second best quarterback in the NFL behind Patrick Mahomes. And, if I could count on Lamar Jackson to be healthy, I would say Lamar Jackson is number 2, but Josh Allen actually plays. Even despite the fact that the guy goes out there and he slowed down a little bit, Hickey, I think Josh Allen needs to give Anthony Richardson some advice when he gets into the open field. Josh Allen is out there playing. And, maybe the Broncos' history would be a little bit different if they had this giant man out there at the quarterback position. But we don't live in a world where you go backwards. You got to go forward. And so Josh Allen, let's be real, he's still trying to get over the hump. He's still trying to get to a Super Bowl. Meanwhile, the Denver Broncos, they're just trying to be relevant. They might be in the toilet for the next several years, because if Zach Wilson don't work out, and if Bo Nix don't work out, I can tell you this, I believe it wholeheartedly, there's going to come a point in time where Sean Payton will just want out and go back to television. Hickey, did he ever say anything memorable on TV? No, right? Nothing?
The only thing I remember about him was that he wore the orange tie when he, unofficially announced he was joining the Broncos.
Oh.
Other than that, I remember nothing about his TV tenure.
I don't recall. Yeah, let's try to name all the people on the broadcast. It's him. Well, forget him. He's not there. It's Terry Bradshaw.
Yep.
Howie Long.
Yep.
James Brown.
Yep.
Michael Strahan.
Wait, no. No, not James Brown.
Uh-oh, uh-oh. Kurt Menefee. Uh-oh.
Damn.
I mixed up my black guys. Uh-oh. I mixed up my black guys. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble now. Oh, boy. Well, I can do the other. Uh-oh, can I do the other crew? Let's see. James Brown, right?
James Brown.
Uh-huh.
For CBS. Oh, boy. Oh, they revamped now, remember?
Uh-oh. Okay, here we go. I'm on the spot. All right. Oh, man. Who's, is it Nate? who's on CBS in the morning, the wide receiver?
Nate Burleson.
There we go. Okay, yeah, Nate. Oh, man. J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt.
Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan. I forgot about him, actually. Good call.
And Bill Cowher's still there.
Bill Cowher's still there.
Boomer Esiason is gone.
And so is?
Okay, Boomer Esiason is gone along with, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
People say they look alike. They also played in the same city.
There was another quarterback? Phil Sims?
Phil Sims.
Oh, my God. That's right. I forgot. Listen,
you're not lying. You say you don't watch many of the pregame shows before a long day NFL action.
No, I don't. I don't need an hour of news. I can just look it up. I don't need an hour of news. But you know what? Ever since they demoted Phil Sims for Romo.
That's right.
Correct. So he was basically in obscurity. Was Phil Sims really? He was really sitting down on the set with them.
He was there for Romo's been there for what, like 5 years? He's probably been close to the same time, right?
Phil Sims was sitting on the set for real?
Oh, yeah.
They gave him a chair and sat him down?
He got his own chair and everything, right next to James Brown.
How much TV time did he get? None.
Well, when you're splitting it with five guys, you know?
Yeah.
Only so much you can get.
Wasn't Nate, they built him to be the star. They got this guy on regular the mornings doing regular news. Come on. He's like their answer to Michael Strahan. Doesn't Michael Strahan, he does Good Morning America, huh?
You know what? You're right. CBS had to...
What?
We also got to have a guy that's doing both. So, damn it, come Nate, on. Come on down.
That's the new world. You know, look, so J.J. Watt, he's like, listen, I'm going to do the NFL show, and I'm going to wait for them to ask me to host CBS Mornings. That's what's coming next. Watch.
Wow. Well, Norm O'Donnell's leaving CBS Evenings, so maybe he can anchor... You know, Nate can have the morning, and J.J. Watt can deliver the hard-hitting news at night.
J.J. Watt telling you about the conflict between Israel and Palestine, Hamas? Okay. J.J. Watt's going to do that?
I guess he could. I mean, I wouldn't take him seriously, but...
I look like the guy still wants to play. He's going to do the evening news with the... You ever seen the guys with the suits on and he ripped the sleeves off? He wants to sit down and deliver the evening news with a suit with no sleeves.
We give you the latest presidential election results. No sleeve.
Yeah, no sleeve, so he could show off his triceps and biceps. I'm sure. That guy's always shirtless on the internet. Everybody, hey, are you going to go back and play for the Texans? They could use you right now. Wouldn't he be surprised if he goes back and plays. Matt Ryan is done. Don't expect to see Matt Ryan playing football. Anyway. If there's one thing that we can count on John Elway doing, it's to not run a football team. We should know he's just playing golf, casually playing golf with Josh Allen. Good for him. You know, if you didn't win a Super Bowl with Peyton Manning, fine. Be disappointed. Be upset. Be mad. You won a Super Bowl. Don't kick yourself too much over Josh Allen, okay? You can't win it all. You had a damn nice career yourself. You're in the Hall of Fame. Don't feel too bad. Feel bad for the Broncos fans, but don't feel too bad for yourself, John. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. John Elway should not feel bad for himself. Neither should Gerard Mayo, the new head coach of the New England Patriots. You want to know someone who hasn't spoken to him much? The former head coach of the New England Patriots. That's Bill Belichick. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. We'll get into why so many athletes are just complaining about social media. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Hickey, when I hear this, I automatically think about the Mighty Ducks. Am I wrong?
Interesting. Okay. I wouldn't go Mighty Ducks else? Right away.
Okay. What would you do?
I would think of, is it Let's Get,
go ahead. Try.
There's a,
I don't know.
Well, there's a name of a song that is also trademarked by a famous PA announcer, boxing announcer. I'm afraid to say it.
Don't say his name.
I'm not going to say anything.
Don't say his name.
But there's like a remix that goes to this, I'm pretty sure.
A faster.
Yes.
Are you ready for this?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. That's where my brain goes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it's like a similar beat. I don't know why that kind of, but this song brings me that.
Jock Jams. That's from
Jock Jams.
Like 1990, whatever, fill in the blank.
Is that Space Jam?
No, I don't know. Jock Jams, Space Jams.
I've never seen Space Jam, but I feel like it was used in that.
Whoa. Hold on. Turn my mic. I got to turn my mic on. 1 second. Hold on. Okay, you've never seen Space Jam?
I've never seen Space Jam.
With Michael Jeffrey Jordan?
I've also never seen Space Jam 2.
Forget that one.
LeBron James.
Forget that one. One of the worst movies of all time. Okay, don't worry about that one. You've never seen Space Jam? Oh, Hickey, come on.
I know, and I was thinking when Space Jam 2 is coming out, okay, this is a good excuse to watch the original Space Jam, and I just...
Hickey, the movie's probably not even 90 minutes.
Oh, interesting.
It's for kids, man. Come on. Space Jam is for children. You know the premise of it, right?
Yes. The Michael Jordan's team plays the Monstars, right? And there's like powers that are taken away or something like that.
Yeah, they took away. Well, the Monstars took away NBA players' powers and then played them. Yes.
Oh, got it.
The Monstars took away powers from like Patrick Ewing and Charles Barkley and Sean Bradley and guys like that, Larry Johnson, Muggsy Bowles, it took away powers from them and then made them play a game of basketball again. So Michael Jordan had to find teammates, and he ran into the Looney Tunes.
And Bugs Bunny helped beat the Monstars.
A little bit more than that. It was a little bit more Michael Jordan, but
okay.
Yes.
But he was there. He got the W on the stat sheet.
It was a good, silly movie, man. You know, I don't know how it would play in 2024. That movie must have came out in 97, I want to say. Yeah, it came out, they came out in 1997. Wow. Yeah. Well, anyway. Yeah, Jock Jams, Space Jam. Different thing, Hickey. Different thing. Anyway. And speaking of jams, I know, unfortunately, we shared with you, and we got so much to get into, man. I'm going to get back to the social media athletes. Everybody's so damn sensitive. I'm going to get into Jerod Mayo and his relationship with Bill Belichick. But speaking of disappointments, okay, today the men and the women lost on USA Basketball. And no, not in the traditional sense that you think of, but 3-on-3 basketball. The men lost, women lost. This is the first year in the Olympics we have 3-on-3. And so Team USA needs to get its act together. Hopefully, Team USA, the basketball team, can do better against South Sudan tomorrow than they did a little more than a week ago, where they were warming up and they beat them by 1 point, where they were expected to beat them by 45 points. We've learned so much about South Sudan and Luol Deng, former NBA player, mainly with the Chicago Bulls, has financed the team out of his own pocket. Hickey, somebody needs to reimburse him, right? Doesn't some rich person needs to wake up and say, Luol, here, take this money back and then put the rest into the team. Like that, I give him credit for that, but that just seems like pay the man. Somebody give him money.
I agree. Maybe even the government. Let's get nuts here. Someone's got to do something to make sure this guy is taken care of.
Well, I don't know if South Sudan's government, I mean, I don't know if they got the funds to give it back to him because he had to put the money in himself.
Maybe you're right.
I don't know. Somebody has to do something. Team USA has to do something. And that's not give Luol Deng money. Team USA has to beat South Sudan. Take them on tomorrow. And Steve Kerr, he says, unlike the last time, We ready.
Really glad that we played them so we could feel, you know, their speed and their three-point shooting ability and feel how good they are. And I think we'll be much better prepared.
Much better prepared. Yeah, man, they was running them off the court, knocking down the shots and the threes. Steph Curry. Steph Curry's the guy who makes the threes. That's Steph Curry's job. Steph Curry says, we'll be ready.
If you don't get heightened just by being here, like, I don't care who you're playing. We know we can't just sleepwalk through any game and feel like you're going to win.
Hickey, bold, not bold prediction. Tomorrow is the game where they whoop their ass.
How many points? What's the differential?
The last time we went into this, it was like they only going to have 30 points, 40 points, period. And they scored 100 points, almost beat America. I don't know, man. USA beats them. How about this? I give you a spread. Is that okay?
Sure.
I think Team USA beats South Sudan by more than 10.
Oh, I'd hope. I was going to say like 35.
No, I can't. That's not nice, right?
Well, point differential matters, so there's no taking the foot off the gas anymore. Got to play through the final whistle.
South Sudan, in their last game, they beat Puerto Rico. And they weren't expected to beat Puerto Rico. Okay? Now, if I got to think about Team USA, I mean, they ran. I mean, at the end of the game, they certainly ran Serbia, you know, out the building. And so South Sudan has to be feeling good about themselves. But the fact is, and Jason Tatum didn't play. Maybe that was Steve Kerr's whole thing. Maybe Steve Kerr said, I'm not going to play Jason Tatum to irritate him. And if I irritate him enough, he'll be ready for South Sudan. That is some deep thinking, right? I'm trying to be smart here, Hickey, trying.
I like that. It's like 3D chess right there.
Mm-hmm. You got to think, how many moves ahead? I don't know, three.
Two, three, something two, like three. That.
Whatever. Tatum will play. I wonder who won't play tomorrow. You can't play everybody. Who's going to sit down? Should be Joel Embiid. What is he doing out there, right?
He's got to play because he's got to get booed by the French. They're going to put him on the bench.
Oh, you're right. Who's going to be odd man? I mean, this is what, like, if there was Jaylen Brown out there, what would he do? Play 10 minutes? Like, everybody doesn't need to play. It's unnecessary. Totally unnecessary.
You're right. And with KD now healthy and looking better than ever, like, again, who are you taking out? You know, who's cutting minutes now going forward? It's,
well, the worst
stuff.
The worst dude is the center. It's Embiid. He's the worst.
Can Tatum sub in for him?
For Embiid? How big I don't remember. South Sudan, they don't have no giant. Like, what do you need Embiid out there for, right? They were running up and down, knocking down threes. So if anybody gets the boot, give it to Embiid and let Anthony Davis play, okay? Let Embiid sit and rot on the bench. At least the French will be happy about that. They'll be happy. Why not? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. Yeah, I propose that Joel Embiid gets benched. It's probably for the better before he gets hurt. Let Tatum play. Representing Boston, really, yeah. A lot of people in Boston not happy that he's not playing, thinking that there's something against the Celtics. What? We'll get into that on the other side of the break, and then we'll talk about the other team in New England that until about, I don't know, 4 years ago, all they did was win. That's the New England Patriots. Gerard Mayo and Bill Belichick's relationship, does it still exist? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. What a day. So much in training camp. We haven't had no big breaking news besides, that's not exactly football news, you know, Jeffrey Simmons getting mad at a radio host. Hickey, where's the training camp news? Matthew Judon mad at his contract? That's like, Brandon Ayuk is at work. He's not working.
The Ja'Marr Chase hold in has seemingly, I don't say fizzled out, but like, right, he's holding in, not much more to talk about. Russell Wilson's not healthy enough right now to create a QB competition. Hopefully next week's better.
There's no huge, huge star. Like, there's no huge news and controversy surrounding a star. I guess the closest thing is Dak, but he's not doing anything. He's just in the final year of his contract, you know?
And he's not one to cause drama. Jerry, on the other hand, is, but Dak is not one to really, for the most part, stir the pot.
Yeah, I guess if there's positivity coming out of Dallas Cowboys world, Trevon Diggs, he's off the PUP list.
There you go, something.
Positive, right, for the Cowboys. They gotta look pretty hard to find it. Ugh, what a world. And I already told you about Matthew Judon. Not happy with his current arrangement with the New England Patriots. He's like, hey, we got $40 million in cap space. Why won't they give me a contract? And it's just like a new contract extension. It's like, bro, you played 4 games last year, 31 years old. Like, we're just going to throw money at you right now for what? Yeah, let's take a listen to Matthew Judon as he sat down on an interesting podcast. It's named Shut Up, Mark, and listen to Judon talk about his deal or lack thereof.
I love football. I don't love the business of football. Like I said, like, I don't want to be the villain. I don't want to be the bad guy, but it's like, shoot, bro. Like, help me out. We got the most cap in the league right now, bro. Like, with that, like, they don't even get the money. So what the hell are y'all doing with it? Like, y'all literally just not using it.
Mm-hmm. Be healthy and show up to work. I'll put it to you that way. That's someone who doesn't need to do any talking. He just needs to show up and work and then get paid. That's what a lot of people do, right? You got to show up. What have you done for me lately? And just go get the money. Not beg for the money. He's basically begging for the bread. He's doing a lot of crazy talk. I'm going to tell you about someone who's not doing any talking. And what a shock, right? What a surprise. Bill Belichick not chatting it up with Gerard Mayo, the new head coach of the New England Patriots, the first head coach that they have running the organization in 24 seasons. Bill Belichick was in charge of the Patriots for basically a quarter of a century. There have been people who have seen and lived their entire lives with Bill Belichick at the helm. This is different for everybody. Bill Belichick is gone. He's going to be on CW inside the NFL. Going to sit down on, I guess, ESPN and Peyton Manning's show and Pat McAfee's show. Bill Belichick's going to be everywhere besides on the sidelines. Them days are over. Gerard Mayo, who's been an assistant coach with the New England Patriots since 2019, used to watch him crack skulls on a football field. Gerard Mayo, you would think he's getting, you know, advice. You'd think that Bill Belichick would be whispering nice things in his ear, telling him how to do things and what not to do and beware of the trappings. And Gerard Mayo was asked this on Up and Adams. And, well, let's just say him and Bill Belichick haven't spoken a lot. Listen to this.
Did Bill Belichick reach out to you after you got the gig, after it was announced?
So that's a tough question. We haven't had a lot of communication since I've been here. And honestly, for me, my focus is the players. It's all about the players. And I learned a lot from Bill. I honestly did. X's and O's, and also, structure and practice and things like that. But like I said, it's a different time. It's a different era. And hopefully we can have that same success.
Different time, different era. Bottom line is, I don't need to talk to Bill. He don't need to talk to me. And let's be real. Who the hell gets fired from a job and says, I'm going to go out there and give my successor advice? For what? Who does that? And I know Bill Belichick didn't get quote unquote fired. He did. He got the boot. It was time to move on. And I know future Hall of Fame and Ring of Honor and all of this, everything the Patriots can do, they'll do for the guy. They didn't want him anymore. He ran his course. Why in the hell would Bill Belichick show up or even say anything? It's yours now, kid. What is there to say? Nothing. It's probably advisable that Bill Belichick say nothing. Because as Gerard Mayo said, it's a new day, it's a new time, it's a new era. How ridiculous would it be for Bill Belichick to be told your services are no longer needed here? And he's just showing up giving Mayo advice? I mean, he's been talking to the dude as his assistant. He's been one of his assistant coaches since 2019. How much more is there for Bill Belichick to say to this guy? Nothing. If you haven't learned anything by now, man, the more that you're going to learn is via experience, not by me telling you anything. We also learned just last week, Kyle Shanahan was just like, oh, I'll hire Bill Belichick to do anything he wants. Bill Belichick said no. Bill Belichick has one goal. It's to coach. And if Bill Belichick is not going to be coaching, running his own team, running his own organization, then Bill Belichick don't got no interest. This should be this way. The next time that Bill Belichick is back at Foxborough or have any communication is when they, I don't know, Hickey, what are they going to do? Throw his name up there? He wore no number. What do they call it? The Ring of Honor, right?
Yes, the Ring of Honor.
They honor Tom Brady. How long? They got to wait for Belichick to retire, right?
Oh.
Officially, right, I guess.
I guess you're right.
This guy, he can't be out here coaching the Cowboys and they celebrate him. They got to wait for him to quit. They may have to wait a long time. I don't know.
You're not wrong. That could be 4, 5, 6 years.
Yeah, and then
maybe
you figure you got to wait a year after that?
True.
Yeah, let's do some math. How old is Robert Kraft? 80 what? Is he? What? You know where I'm going with this, right? No, it's not funny. Don't laugh.
No one's laughing.
He's 83 years old, okay?
Okay.
He'll still be around.
He'll be pushing 90 though, by the time it gets time for Bill to get inducted.
It took him how many years for Brady? One year, right?
1 year after he retired, yes.
Yeah. Didn't take long. He packed that stadium out. But you know what? Bill Belichick ain't getting that treatment. Let's be real. What are you going to do? You got to do more than a halftime ceremony, right?
Well, they just had this big ceremony for Tom Brady in the summertime. I'm assuming that's what Bill would get too, right?
You think that they would do a summertime stadium celebration for Belichick?
Oh, I think you have to. No doubt about it.
Who's showing up for
that? I think Patriots faithful would show up.
Oh.
He's the greatest coach of all time.
Do they like him?
I think so. Why would you hate him? He's won you 6 Super Bowls. He got you to 10 or 9.
Come on.
Patriots fans have no reason to hate Bill.
Do you think Bill Belichick would accept that? Does he need the love? Does he need the admiration? Or would he just go, I don't want to do that? And I get it. That's the football version of Bill Belichick. The human version. Does human Bill Belichick want to have a summertime celebration? And you really think, how many people fit in there? Is 70, 80,000? You think 80,000 people are going to show up to kiss his ass? He's not Tom Brady.
I think so.
Wow.
I think they would pack it out. Wow. You ask a fair question, and I'm a little, would he accept it? That part I'm not totally sold on.
It's like, give me a halftime and then just keep it moving, right?
I mean, he may even say no to the halftime.
Yeah, right. Halftime. Halftime at Monday Night Football, he just says no, right?
Gives a 2-minute speech and is out of there.
Yeah, I don't see him as. Has he ever been? He's never talked about himself ever, has he?
No.
I mean, in what other capacity do we know him outside of being a coach? We don't. There is none, ever. Until now, really. I give him credit though. Stay away. Like, just stay away. There's nothing, unless you're going to wake up and, I'm here for Tom Brady. Yeah, celebration of Tom Brady. Oh, celebration of Gronkowski. Then there's no other reason for him to be around or talk. It's been made very clear that Bill Belichick wants to coach again. who he coaches, where he coaches next season, I don't know. We'll find out. Is it a team in the NFC East? Is it going to be the Eagles if Nick Sirianni falls flat on his face? Is it going to be Mike McCarthy, who's just basically holding on to a ledge right now because Jerry Jones likes to torture people who he, you know, employs? You gotta have a hands-off of a situation, laissez-faire, if you're Bill Belichick. And same thing for the Patriots. You don't want the guy around. And if I'm Gerard Mayo, I don't want him around either. I understand asking him the question. But the guy who gets fired typically doesn't come back and give advice. Even if it's Bill Belichick, no. You stay away from that stuff. Bad idea. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. I'm trying to think of, this is not like Nick Saban, you know, calling up Kalen DeBoer. Like, Nick Saban is a consultant. He's going to be around until he doesn't want to be around. It's probably until he's done. I mean, as in, like, not alive. But Hickey, he got an office? He has an office. Don't he got an office?
Oh, he's got an office in the stadium.
Just like
Coach K.
But he's retired. That's the difference. Belichick. And even if Belichick retired, could you see him sticking around in New England?
No.
Nah. Hanging out with that. How old is she? 23?
23. Youngster.
Yeah. Do you want to ride bicycles with her or do you want to hang out at Gillette Stadium? I think.
Bill Belichick. Tough answer there.
Well, what? It's probably a difficult decision for Belichick, right?
Definitely.
I'm still trying to I think I know the answer. If you're Bill Belichick, you're 70-something years old, how are you leaving this woman's house without a shirt on? And it's on a ring camera? You know who has access to the ring camera, Hickey?
Who's that?
She does.
Clearly.
You think she just sent that to somebody? Hey, look at, I don't... Who gets a hold of that? How does that get out?
I think it's exactly how you just laid it out. She got it, sent it to a friend, and...
Hey, look at Bill sneaking out my house. Ha, ha, ha. And now I've seen it, and you've seen it. Everybody sees it. You know what? At least there's not worse video of Bill Belichick. I don't...
True.
I don't want to see that video. If it exists, I hope it doesn't. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. What a busy day in sports. We'll talk more. Olympics, NFL, MLB, on the other side. Don't move.